Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your host, Stephanie Powers, and this week's episode, I don't really have much planned. I'm going through a lot right now. Not necessarily stressful or anything bad, but I'm moving. And for those of you who have been listening to the podcast since last April, when I went through my divorce, and then I moved and tried to make my dream come true, and that crashed and burned. This is a very, very huge moment. A very huge moment. And I just can't believe it's here and how swiftly it happened. I'm going to get into that in this podcast episode. It's basically just going to be me giving you guys some inspiration to chase your dreams and to get rid of the fear shackles that could be holding you back from living your dream life. And I've just got so many stories for you guys. Like last weekend, I went from having a mental breakdown in the middle of the street to that afternoon having a barbecue with my closest friends and family and being the happiest I've been in probably over a year. So I want to start this episode with pulling a Lightworker's Oracle card. And before I hit record, I asked my spirit guides to just give me some general guidance for this trip I'm starting tomorrow morning, and to also give the collective some advice because, let's see, today is the 16th as I'm recording this. Mercury is officially, you guys know the Mercury retrograde we just had was hella crazy. That was intense. And now it is officially, Mercury is officially direct. And I know some of you are like, wait, what? I thought it already went direct. It did. But it has a post-shadow phase where Mercury is slowly working its way out of its shadow. And now, starting today, it is back in the direct sunlight. It is moving forward. It's rock and roll time. So, I've been sitting here shuffling the cards. I tapped into the energy. It's flowing into my crown chakra. And if you guys don't already join us on our premium plan, we release bonus episodes every Friday. About 2 months ago, I released an episode, How to Pull Tarot Cards. So, I talk about how I take a deep breath and get grounded, and then I get goosebumps or chills once I know I'm locked into source's energy. And that's how I know, okay, you're good to go. Draw the card. Okay. I freaking knew it. Okay. The card that came out of the deck was Trust in the Plan. And if you guys are long-term listeners, you know that when I moved, I took the leap of faith and I moved from South Carolina to Colorado on a whim. That's when I first bought this deck, actually, the Lightworker Oracles deck. I bought it, and these were like my first real deck of cards I've ever had. And I was playing with it, tapping into it, and the card that kept falling out was Trust in the Plan. I mean, we drove from South Carolina all the way to Colorado and stopped in like each southern state, and every night we'd get there, settle in, and I would play with this deck. Every single time, Trust in the Plan fell out. So this is way, I knew it, you guys. As soon as I, like, thought, okay, I'm going to pull an oracle card for this podcast episode, I was like, I know exactly what card's going to fall out. This always happens anytime I'm about to take a leap of faith. Okay, ground myself. Trust in the plan. In preparation for radical growth, there can be temporary disorder and chaos. Whilst the mind may worry that something is going wrong, the spirit knows that this is a way for the old to disassemble so the new can be formed. Although you may feel out of control during such times, you do not need to resist the process. There is no need to attempt to impose your own sense of order upon the greater plan. You do not need to seek solutions, for there is no problem here in need of solving. What has been is being cleared away in preparation for the next chapter in your life. Have faith, all is well. Oh my God. Gosh, that makes me so emotional. Just So I wanted to make this podcast episode to just talk about what I've been feeling and share with you guys, just so you know you're not alone and it's totally normal. So I decided that, well, let's rewind. So I got a divorce. It was very hard and difficult financially, emotionally, all of the things. I tried to make a life in Key West and that crashed and burned in a matter of days. The universe really sent, you know, there's sometimes the universe sends you difficulties to see how bad you want this. But other times I think the universe sends you roadblocks and difficulties to say, hey, this rejection is projection in the right direction and it's protection. So get out of here. But that's what it did for me in Key West. So, but you guys, I'm a Taurus rising Sagittarius sun. I was stubborn as fuck. And I tried everything I could to make it in Key West. I lived out of my car for a few days and I went to pretty much every hotel, bed and breakfast, handing in an application with my pug in tow because, you know, pugs can't regulate their body temperature. Being in the Florida Keys in July was hot as hell. Poor guy was like so close to a heat stroke. It was so, so tough. And then lodging down there is just, you can't find anything less than like $300 a night. It was a nightmare. So I just, in a matter of a weekend, I lost my job that I had. I lost my housing and I couldn't find a job and I drained my savings in a week. It was rough. And I still didn't give up, man. I still didn't. So I couch surfed up in Miami with some family friends, tried and tried and tried until finally I was just like, I called my mom and I said, I'm trying and nothing's working. I'm numb. I'm physically, emotionally exhausted. Like, even if I did get a job showing up on the first day of work, like, who's going to watch my pug who is so used to me working from home? And I just couldn't be my full self during an interview or during a first day of work. So I was like, okay, I clearly bit off way more than I can chew. I got to suck it up, bite the bullet, and move home. And my ego was running wild. It was like, you are 30 years old. You were just, you had a great corporate job making okay money. You lived in luxury apartments. You were married. Everything was holly jolly. How do you go from living in a luxury loft to being homeless in your car in Key West is beyond me. I was just like, damn, I'm 30 years old living at home with my mom. This is embarrassing as fuck. But I just finally was like, I have no other choice. I literally have no other choice. So, and you know what it was? I looked at my pug who loves my mom and my mom loves him. They have such a beautiful bond. And I was just like, okay, I look at him as my child. I really do. And I said, I could probably make it down here by myself, but my poor freaking dog is miserable and scared and going to all these different places. He wasn't eating. And I was like, okay, if it's for anything, this, I gotta go do this for my dog. So I moved back to New Hampshire and the whole ride there, I was just in tears. And once I crossed the Vermont border and I was really close to New Hampshire and then I crossed into the New Hampshire border, I had to pull over and just break down. Like, oh man, the worst case scenario is happening. It's happening. Although I will say, when I pulled into my mom's driveway, I just felt so sick to my stomach. But the moment I walked upstairs and saw a clean, comfortable bedroom, like, and took a nice cold shower because it was summertime, and I was clean and I could sleep comfortably, not worried about creepy people or anything, I was like, okay, Steph, my God, what took you so long to get up here? But it was okay. But, you know, I woke up and I was like, well, shit, now what do I do? I mean, I wasn't making any money from the podcast. It was my source of release, if anything. But I just did I signed up for a bunch of freelance, like minimum wage data entry jobs just to get some experience on this platform that I spoke about in a previous podcast called Upwork. And yeah, I went from like working for myself as a holistic health coach to making $8 an hour doing data entry for like attorneys. It was rough. And honestly, looking back, I think I went numb or kind of blacked out. But also, I started to apply for so many jobs. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to suck it up, roll up my sleeves, and I'm going to get shit done. I can do this. There's that Sagittarius optimism. Never give up. But you guys, I went to networking events. I went to dog parks because it sounds funny, but I meet so many connections at dog parks. I would put myself into cafes and just meet new people. But besides that, I would go to places and hand in an application. And online, I applied to every single job on Indeed.com that I could. I mean, I spent 8 hours a day sitting at my computer applying for jobs around here. Anything. And someone with a bachelor's degree in business, with managerial experience, 5 years at a corporate job, like, you'd think it'd be so easy to get an entry-level job. I didn't get a single call back. Not a single call back. For even a phone interview. And I just thought, okay, let's take a step back and regroup here, Steph, because you've been doing this for 30 days straight. Nothing's happening. You're so broke. We gotta regroup. The universe is blocking you from something. Let's figure it out. So I just sat in meditation. I think I went on a hike in the woods and sat by myself and grounded myself for the first time in 2 months. And it came to me, and I thought, what do I love to do without being told to do it? Is there anything in my day that brings me sources of joy? And if you guys are asking yourself this, it could be something like painting or doodling or anything. But for me, it was Lightworkers Lounge. I absolutely love social media and connecting with you guys on Instagram. And what I loved even more was creating this podcast. I loved hitting the red button to record on GarageBand, getting this microphone out, and sitting and talking to you, because I mean it when I say I visualize you guys sitting with me either in a big room or in a cute cafe downtown, like, or maybe we're in a field of wildflowers just enjoying the sunset or a sunrise on the beach together and just having conversations about life. And I'm getting emotional right now. I think it's because I can feel you guys' energy. You guys mean so much to me. I can't wait to meet you in person. But I'm losing my train of thought because I just got overwhelmed with emotion. And I'm emotional right now because you guys, oh, waterworks are happening. You guys carried me through these really difficult times when I felt like giving up. And when my inner critic was like, give it up. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. You're not spiritual enough. There's so many other people who have managers who do their podcasts for them. And it's just me against the world over here with my microphone and my laptop doing it all by myself. And it was you guys. It was your energy, your emails, your direct messages of saying, you know, you changed my life. You helped me not feel so alone. You helped me out of a dark place. And it's those things that keep me going. So thank you so much. And it's like, look where we are now. I'm about to enter into one of the most beautiful chapters of my life with you guys. Like, you guys have been with me through heaven and hell. And I just, words can't describe my gratitude. Okay, so let's get back to the story. I was applying everywhere. Nothing worked. It finally came to me. Hey, Steph, what do you love doing? Lightworkers Lounge. And I had big dreams for Lightworkers Lounge when I launched the podcast back in January, before I got a divorce, before any shit hit the fan. I had big dreams for this, and I kind of gave it up because I dropped into a survival mindset of, oh my God, how am I going to pay my car note this month when I have $30 to my name? Shit. Gotta be a survivalist. So I kind of lost sight of that dream. And then I love to ask myself, Steph, the universe just dropped $10,000 into your PayPal account. What are you going to do today? And my answer was always, well, I would put a lot of it into Lightworkers Lounge or my Cafe Divine Banana. That's a part of Lightworkers Lounge. Or I would buy better podcast equipment. But it always just circled back to Lightworkers Lounge. And so I thought, okay, if money wasn't an issue, I would be focusing my time and my days on Lightworkers Lounge. So I said, you know what? Fuck you, survival mindset. I am abundant. I have a roof over my head. There is a fridge that I have access to with food. I have a beautiful, comfortable, clean bed, a warm shower. I am so abundant. What am I so worried about? So I pushed all those fears aside, and it was heavy and it was hard, but I did. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to open my laptop today. I am just going to go on Instagram and post like 3 or 4 times on Lightworkers Lounge. Just anything that comes to mind, whatever I feel like chatting with the people about, whatever. And then maybe I'll go record the podcast too. And so I did that. And I kid you not, in 1 week, we went from about, I don't know, 3,000-4,000 followers to 10,000 in a week, 7 days. And ever since then, since I decided to focus all of my time and treat Lightworkers Lounge like it was my full-time job and I had a, I don't know, six-figure salary from it, which I don't, but I treated it like I did. And I spent all of my time on it. Ever since then, we grow at about 2,000 to 3,000 new followers a week. That's astronomical. I get asked all the time, how are you doing it? And I just say authenticity, and I view it as my full-time job. And now it really is, which is unheard of. I thought it would take me a year to get to this point, and we're still growing. It still doesn't pay all of my bills, but it's still growing so fast. And I think it's because I don't force anything. If I don't want to post on Instagram, I don't. And when I do, I don't just repost things for the fun of it, for the thrill of it. I really, like I tell you guys, I tap into our energies and I think, okay, what do most of us need to hear right now? And these podcasts come from the heart. There's no script. I haven't even had guests on the show yet. Not yet, anyway. I'm still figuring out, you know, how to make the audio good doing long distance calls. But my point is, all the universe was just waiting for me to fall back into my truth, and then it was going to take care of the rest. So this moment I treated Lightworkers Lounge as my full-time job, the floodgates opened, and it was like, finally, she gets it. Phew. And that was it. And so after that, I felt so inspired, like, okay, I've got this. And I want to have X amount of money in my bank account. I'm going to make a list of everything I want to have done. You know, I'm going to be responsible. And I'm going to make sure I have everything, all my ducks in a row. Which because anything could happen now that I know this. But I'm going to have all these ducks in a row before I leave. Before I get out of New Hampshire and live on my own again. And 2 weeks ago, I crossed that off my list. I had X amount of money. I got my dog neutered, my taxes done, and my emotional health. Most importantly, my emotional health was back on track. And that I got that back on track through self-care, through massages, Ayurvedic spiritual massages, full moon circle. Shout out to Wild Woman Wellness Center here in New Hampshire. Those really, really helped. Women's full moon circles, yin yoga. Oh, shout out to Mountain Base Yoga in Goffstown, New Hampshire. They also helped my emotional health. And then just having heart to hearts and journaling and having a safe space at my mom's house where I was undisturbed. I mentioned this in last week's podcast episode that I didn't really socialize while I was here because I really wanted to focus on my growth and healing and not just putting band-aids and then going out and having fun and dating again and seeing old friends. No, I didn't want to drink. I didn't want to do anything that would alter how I felt. I wanted to sit through it and feel it because the only way out is through. So everything is done. And I will mention, because you know, money is an exchange of energy and it's how this world runs, right? So I know a lot of people may be listening to this saying, yeah, well, good for you. You made the money, but I have bills, guys. I have bills too. You don't even want to know how much I pay in student loans. It's disgusting. But I learned this as an entrepreneur and I hang out with other entrepreneurs. A really good way to achieve a certain amount. Let's say you want $10,000 in your bank account in 3 months. Okay. Let's say you sell books. You're an author and you have a book on Amazon and your book is $15. How many books do you have to sell to get $10,000? I have my phone right here, so I'll do it. $10,000 divided by 15. Ha, that's funny. 666.66. Universe, balance your thoughts. Don't worry about money. So, but this is the example. So say I want $10,000 in 3 months. So I need to sell 666 books in 3 months. It's divided by 3. That's 222 books. 222.22222. I wish you guys could see my phone right now. Hi, spirit guides. We see you. We feel you. So that would be 222 books a month divided by 4. That's 55 books a week. So now that you have those figures in your mind, you can say, okay, I know that I have to sell 7 books a day in order to obtain my goal. Just seeing it put out like that, I wrote all that down in my notebook, I think really made a world of difference in reaching my goal amount of money. So that's a good exercise to practice. So I'm here. I did it. And making the decision to leave was not easy because I've been here for 9 whole months. I can't believe it. And I've gotten comfortable. My mom helps me so much with my dog. She walks him for me. She cooks his raw food for me. Cooks his raw food. I know what you're thinking. What the hell? So he eats raw meat diet and we just cook it a little bit. It's messy. It's like preparing meatloaf kind of, and it takes a lot of time, but she does that for me. She just drops what she's doing to help me. She's so freaking sweet. It's like, ugh, I'm so lucky. But, and you know, I don't pay rent, obviously. I'm very, very lucky for that. So I'm comfortable. This is easy. And this is the house I grew up in as a child. And I know the neighbors and I know the neighborhood. I know all the back streets. I mean, it's so comfortable and it's easy. So I kept thinking, you know what, maybe I'll just save a little bit more money. Maybe I'll just stick it out a little bit more. I don't feel ready. It doesn't feel right. Until one of my good friends said, Steph, you have all these dreams that you complain to me about you're not achieving quite yet. But how are you supposed to achieve them sitting up in a tiny childhood bedroom in a little house in New Hampshire? You're not putting yourself out there. You don't go out there. And as soon as she said that, something clicked. I mean, something really shifted within me. And I thought, you guys, go listen to the podcast episode from last March called This Is What Happens When You Follow Your Heart. I put myself out there in the Florida Keys and I found so many connections in a matter of days. Even when I lived in Telluride last June, in just 10 days, I had a group of girlfriends. I met a great guy named Lance that came on the podcast, who is still my friend that I talk to every day. I made business connections. The power of just being out in the world is unstoppable. Leap in the net will appear. I just posted that on our Instagram. It's so, so true. And I've had so many fears. You guys, I have been sick to my stomach and waking up in the middle of the night sweating. I'm so nervous about leaving. And it really surrounds a little post-traumatic stress disorder from last summer. But, you know, they say that you attract to you in the physical realm what you feel in your inner world. And when I moved down to Key West, I was a hot mess express in my inner world, but I was shoving it under the rug out of, you know, my ego saying, nah, I got this. I can do this. I just told my husband, I don't need you. I don't need no man. I got this. I can do this. But I was a mess. A mess. And I was so blinded by it. By just the joy of, I'm free, I'm living my truth, in a sense of, I'm no longer dating someone I'm not in love with, but I didn't realize the repercussions that come with ending a relationship, whether or not you fall out of love with them. If you were married and you were together for 10 years, there's a lot you need to heal from. And that is a whole other podcast episode, but I had no idea at the time. And I think it took me all the way up until just now, which is exactly a year from when we signed the divorce papers, to finally feel like, okay, I think I can do this. I will still have moments where I'm walking through Trader Joe's and the memory of going there every Saturday after brunch with my husband to get groceries for the week will still crop up, and I'll feel sentimental and a bit melancholy over it, but it no longer alters my behavior. The pain and, you know, just overall sadness from that relationship being over. I'm ready. And I didn't realize how deeply rooted my belief that I can't make it on my own was in my subconscious. I mean, I really have this fear and this idea that I can't, there's no way I'll be able to afford all utilities, all rent, all car notes, all student loans by myself on my own salary, because like I mentioned in the money episode back in February, I was born into a family with a lack mindset, with a survivalist mindset. We've never lived comfortably. Like, money has always, always, always been an issue. That's too expensive. cut coupons, don't go to the store without coupons, you know, things like that. So I'm working on uprooting that. It's still there, and it honestly was the reason why I haven't left yet. And again, I asked myself, Steph, if you had $10,000, 10 G's, just dropped into your PayPal account, would you leave? And my answer was, fuck yeah, of course. I'd be out of here at dawn. I'm like, yeah, of course. But I still see there's like an inner voice saying, yeah, but traveling is expensive. There's gas, there's lodging, there's food, and that $10,000 is going to go quick. But what my mind isn't programmed to believe is that that money's going to come back. It's going to come back to me. I'm going to make more money, so it's going to be okay to spend some of that money because even more is going to replace it. You know, when anything is taken away by the universe, something is always put in place to replace it. Relationships, money, health, anything. So that is something I'm working on, is trusting. I trust the universe to provide for me. You guys know my emotional health consultant, April Adams, that I work with. Oh, I should, gosh, shout out to her. She is really the key piece to this emotional puzzle that helped me get back on track with my mental health. Is April Adams. And we did a podcast together back in January. Go check it out. AprilAdams.org if you would like to work with her. She is running an emotional boot camp right now. And it's just, you get a new email every week and you take these courses and she sends you these hypnotic click tracks that I've been using every night to bypass this fear and get over it, jump over the fear fence and run towards my dreams. And it has worked immensely. Today is the first day in a week that I was able to eat and feel good and feel happy and my eyes are brighter, and in public people are like, you look so happy. And I'm like, I am. I really am. Because while I spent a good pretty penny on snacks for the road and like laundry soap and paper towels, you know, stuff like that, I didn't worry about it. I swiped my card and I was like, this money's gonna come right back. Versus just 24 hours ago, I would have been like, oh my God, shit, there's $100 gone. Oh my God, I'm going to be homeless again. Fear mindset. If I think that, then that's what my reality will be. So I've been working on that. Now I want to tell you guys something. So last Saturday, I was just in the thick of it. I mean, I was just so nervous about this upcoming move. I didn't feel like talking to people on social media. I was just depressed and scared for so many reasons. I don't want to leave my family because I feel like they need me. I'm their source of light. I'm their joy. I felt bad for ripping my dog away from my neighbors who love him and my mom who loves him. Like, they sleep together every night. They're each other's little pals. I was just, my mind was going wild, overthinking. And it was rainy for like 4 days in a row, just so blah, melancholy, totally. So I woke up and dragged myself out of bed and I harnessed my pug up, Jeffrey. And we went on our morning walk and everything was okay. I was messaging some of my friends, sending some audio messages back and forth. They always make me feel better. But then I went on social media and I saw someone say something like, your premium plan is pointless. Just some silly comment. You know, there's always going to be someone who's got some shit to say. But it just tipped me over the edge. I was like, you know what? Maybe they're right. My podcast is pointless. It is stupid. I don't have anything good to say. It doesn't do shit. I don't have good ratings. Blah, blah, blah. Like, my mind went wild. I was already going wild. And then that one comment tipped me over. So I'm walking back down the hill, heading back towards our house. And this like teenage boy is crossing the road carrying this huge trash bag full of like clothes and shoes, like he was going to donate them or something. And he goes to the house directly across from his, where a big German Shepherd, and I'm talking like a Great Dane size huge fucking German Shepherd, lives. I think it's a retired police dog or something. I'm not sure because I know what police officer lives there, but regardless, this thing is huge. And every time I walk by, whether I'm with my dog or not, this thing is barking and growling and showing its teeth at the door, so much so that I'm scared for my life. Never mind my dogs. I think you guys know where this is going. So me and Jeffrey, my pug, are walking down the street, minding our own business. This boy carrying a huge trash bag goes to open the door where the German Shepherd is barking and growling and trying his best to get out as usual. And I just saw it happen. I was like, fuck, this kid isn't very bright and he can't see. And I'm sorry, that was mean. I don't know if he's bright or not. But I just was like, fuck. It happened so fast. The German Shepherd attacked my pug, and my pug is okay. He's okay. I actually put my arm inside the German Shepherd's mouth so he would not be able to clamp down on my dog. And I'm fine too. But he did grab my pug by the harness and kind of swing him around. Fuck, it was so scary, you guys. If you have dogs, you know how scary this shit can be. But so that boy opens the door and the dog says, perfect, this kid can't see shit. I'm running out, and he darts out. The woman who owns it goes, no, like super scared. And I'm like, fuck. And I tried to scoop up my pug to hold him, even though I'm only 5'2". And this dog standing up is probably 6'5". So not that that could do much, but before I could even do that, this dog just towered over my pug and then stopped. And he did not have a happy tail. And then just, ow, and tried to bite his neck. And I put my hands in his mouth, blocked him from biting my pug. But he got a piece of his harness and was flinging him around. I'm like punching this dog with my hand. I grab my pug, pick him up. My pug is going nuts trying to fight back. I have his poo bag and his poop smeared all over my arm. And the woman just looked at me. Like, I don't even think she said sorry, but I just lost it. That was it. My cup of stress was overflowing. And I walked down the road with my pug in my arms. He was shaking. I'm shaking. And I just, as soon as I got to where I was safe, I just dropped him to the ground and I just fell to the ground myself and started crying. I thought, wow, if someone drives up the road right now, they are going to pull over and call the police. But I don't care. I cannot hold this in anymore. And then I was like, I have to talk to someone, because I was having thoughts of like, I hope a car comes and runs me over. I don't want to live. I really don't want to live. And the night before, this is kind of sad to talk about, but I think it's important. The night before, I was so nervous and stressed and just thinking, wow, what am I doing? I'm leaving. I'm going to hurt so many people's feelings by leaving. I don't have enough money. It's all going to go away. I'm going to be homeless before I even get to North Carolina. That I thought, if there was a pill and a glass of water next to my bed, and the pill just put me to sleep and killed me, and I never woke up, I would take it. I would sit up and swallow that pill and go to sleep. And that's really sad. And, you know, I would never hang myself or shoot myself. And I'm sorry if that's vulgar. And I hope that doesn't trigger anyone. But I was just in such a low, low space. And it was all my fears. It was all old energy coming up to be released. But it was hard to sit through it and feel it and not self-medicate or drink alcohol, or you know what I mean? It was really, really difficult, and I was numb. And I just tried to like cuddle my pug or listen to happy music, but I couldn't. I couldn't pull myself out of that funk, and I got that low. And I just felt so, so awful. So I eventually pick myself up off the road and I walk back to my house. I wipe my pug off because he's all wet. And I'm still sobbing and shaking. And I just turn hot shower on and I just get in the shower and I sit down in the tub and sob and sob and sob. Release. And when I get out of the shower, my eyes are so red and puffy, and I scratched them and rubbed them so hard, it almost looked like I got punched in the face. But then I open the shower curtain, and I look out the bathroom window, and the sun is out. And we haven't seen the sun in like 5 days now, but the sun is shining on me. And I look in the mirror, and my hair's all wet and glistening in the sun, and while my face looks terrible, I just felt like it's over. I feel like I'm gonna be okay after that huge release. And I was. I brushed my hair, I put on some clothes, and I went outside and I just laid out in the sun. And the next thing I know, my mom and my brother pull up. And then my mom's boyfriend comes over, and then our neighbors come over. And then all the neighbors are outside playing music and just enjoying the sun coming out. And all of a sudden it was like 77 degrees, which is unheard of up here in April. And everybody around us was having a good time. And I was happy. And then I realized, hey, why are all these people here? Oh my gosh, my mom is throwing me a going away party for me and Jeffrey, my pug. And you know, I'm a Taurus rising. I love to wear a pretty dress. I like to do my hair and my makeup, but I didn't. I was wearing a t-shirt and some old baggy black gym shorts. And I never once thought to go change or put on different clothes or do something with my red puffy eyes. I was just so happy in the moment. And my brother bought me a bottle of champagne to have mimosas. And I've never opened a bottle of champagne before. I've always had someone else do it because it kind of freaks me out how the cork goes flying. But I did it. I was just like, oh, fuck it. Oh, let me do it. And I did it. And my brother's like, here. He like ran and got the cork when it popped across the backyard. He's like, here, you got to keep this forever. It's your first bottle of champagne you opened. And just he had this like childlike sense of joy that made me so happy. And I have that cork. And it's going to drive with me across the country. But, you know, and I just had friends reach out. And it was just an amazing, amazing afternoon. We were playing music. We were all hanging out in the backyard. My pug was having the time of his life. So happy. Playing with everyone. Getting the zoomies. Eating really good food. We had a barbecue. We made salads. The food was so delicious. We were all drinking mimosas and wine. And I just remember looking around as the sun went down and we had a beautiful sunset that we all came upstairs to watch together. And I was thinking, no fucking way did I just have a mental breakdown in the middle of the road in the pouring rain. And now here I am with people who love me, who I love, drunk off of champagne, watching a beautiful orange sunset. What the? And I think in that moment, it was just the universe saying, hey, listen, you know this, but here's your friendly reminder. Everything is going to be okay. Bad times don't last forever. They don't. And here's your proof. So it was in that moment that I was like, okay, I'm ready. And everybody gave me a big hug goodbye and gave Jeffrey a big hug goodbye. And I felt like, okay, I'm ready. I got this. I now trust the universe. So, tomorrow, 4:17, I'm out of here. I'm heading to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And then I'm heading to Durham, North Carolina, where I will be until the 24th. And then I'm heading back to Colorado. And this time I'm not going to Denver. I'm going to the Telluride area. I don't have a place out there yet, to be completely honest. I don't have a place out there yet. I have some options that are up in the air, but I don't have a place out there yet. But I'm not worried. I'm not. This time around, I have such a big community, you guys. I have more money than I had last time. I'm not going to the freaking Florida Keys to blow it all. And I just feel like I got this. I got this. So if you guys live in the... If you live in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, but really, my Pennsylvania friends, I'm so sorry. I don't have time to stop by or say hello to anybody. Jeffrey and I are driving there tomorrow. It's a long drive. And then we're waking up early and heading down to Durham, North Carolina. But if we have any Raleigh, Durham, Charlotte, I don't know, Asheville, any listeners from there, send me a DM. Send me an email. I would love to meet up with you maybe. And then anybody, I'm going to put this out there. On my drive from Raleigh, Durham to Telluride, Colorado, if anybody lives in, I think it's Tennessee, like the Nashville area, or Oklahoma, or maybe Texas, South Carolina, you know, any states along that route from North Carolina to Colorado, if you have maybe a room in your house that you'd like to host a girl and her pug, give us a nice warm shower to comfy bed. It would be so appreciated. And I would absolutely love to meet you. Maybe we'll record a podcast together. I don't know. Something. I'll read your birth chart. I'll pull some tarot cards for you in exchange. Does that sound good? All right, you guys. I am going to record a Dear Diary episode for next Wednesday. Yep. So for anyone new around here, these Dear Diary episodes are, I check in every night and give you a recap of the day. What energies I felt, what fears came up, how I conquered them. They're really good. It's really, you'll really enjoy them. So that'll be next Wednesday. I love you guys. Send me all the luck you have. And I really hope that this episode leaves you inspired to follow your dreams. No matter how uncomfortable it feels and how much you want to cling on to the people you already know, to the town you are comfortable and familiar with, let go of those back roads that you know, like the back of your hand. Sam Hunt. Let them go. Because there's a whole world of all the things you dream of and you think you can't achieve them. They exist. That house you dream of, it's sitting on land right now. And if you want to build a new house, that land that you're going to build on is sitting out there right now. If you're looking for a dream relationship with a soulmate or a twin flame or just some lovely person, they're out there. They're looking for you. They're waiting for you. But how are they supposed to meet you if you're sitting in the same room or the same apartment and you're not getting out? Put yourself out there. Trust the universe to provide for you. Leap and the net will appear. And when your fears try to creep up and tell you you're not ready, stuff them down. Don't listen to them. Journal about it. That's what I've been doing. Journal about it. They'll go away. As I like to say, don't invite them in for tea. Acknowledge them, tip your hat to them, but don't invite them in for tea. Let them come and let them go. And go they will. Okay, you guys, I will see you next week on the show. For all of our premium plan subscribers, I will see you this Friday coming at you live from Durham, North Carolina with my super cool Airbnb hosts. Their names are Alice and Jeff. Imagine how much they laugh. And I was like, my pug's name is Jeff. Can we come stay with you, Jeff? I love you guys. Hopefully I'll see you out on the road. Follow me at Stephanie's_destiny. That's my personal account where I will post lots of stories and updates of where I'm at. I love you guys. Thank you again. I really mean it when I say I appreciate you so much for being with me on this journey. We are about to go through so much together. We're going to learn so much together from each other. And you guys have a front row seat to this crazy fun chapter that is about to unfold for me. So I am sending you all of my love. I'll see you next Wednesday. Goodbye.
Love to see you shine in the night like a diamond you are. I'm good on the side, it's alright, just hold me in the dark. No one's got to know what we do, hit me up when you fall. I'm not, cause I live down the street, so me when you need and it's yours. All I hear is nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. I'm not. But we don't gotta hide. This is what you like out of me. Nothing feels better than this. Say we're just friends, but I swear.